We have written to the Taoiseach, we have written to the Minister for Health, we have written to Donegal's Minister, deputies and senators. Very clearly we said, hands off Donegal Health Services. And we said the hit list of cuts must not impact on any Donegal Health Services or projects. We have, and Donegal have to take a stand on this, because at the minute they're talking about, yes, it's the capital projects that will, you know, be held back or scaled back and whatever. The reality is, as we go on, it won't be just the capital projects, it'll be the actual services. And in Donegal, we have are in dire straits for a long period of time. We have not been recognised. And for us in DACC, we're saying this is not good enough. We're just saying we will not accept any cuts or diversions, be it from the capital ones or the services. And, you know, we've sent a very clear message to them. And we've also asked them to revert back to us to say that we need to know what their action's going to be. We're the forgotten county. If you look at the DACC map, it's very clear. It's all about the 8 centres of excellence below the Galway-Dublin line. And Donegal must have its services retained, developed and recognised. And we're going to be on the hit list no matter what they say. You see 3-4 months down the line, we'll look at Letterkenny Hospital, we'll be looking at the community hospitals, all the services, we have everything. And we have to say now, we have to get the message clear out to the Taoiseach. We're not sure he's listening. The Minister of Health, we realise he has his own pressures at the minute, but he must also listen. But more importantly, that our Donegal Minister, deputies and senators must take a message very clear to Dublin, saying hands off Donegal Health Services.